institutional framework for the protection and promotion of human rights following its third UPR cycle. We took positive note of the concrete measures of the government in preventing corruption, such as the adoption of a new law, as well as a national strategy. Turks are the third largest ethnic community in North Macedonia, contributing to the development of the country. We attach importance to the welfare and peace of Turkish community living in North Macedonia. In this regard, we commend the acts of the relevant authorities of North Macedonia in ensuring social cohesion in accordance with the completed review of the Ohrid Framework Agreement, such as the law on the use of languages that promotes the use of language being spoken by 20% of the citizens and in the units of the local self-government. We recommend North Macedonia to 1. Implement policies that enable all ethnic communities, including Turks, to benefit from the provisions of the law on the use of languages and the right to education in their mother tongue without any difficulties. 2. Issue passports, IDs, and driving licenses in Turkish language for those who demand it, in accordance with the above-mentioned law. 3. Ensure the fair representation of the Turkish community in accordance with their population. 4. Ensure the full enforcement of existing laws prohibiting discrimination, including the law on prevention and protection against discrimination, and strengthen public campaigns to promote tolerance, coexistence, inclusion, and dialogue. We wish North Macedonia a successful review. I thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Ukraine.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Ukraine warmly welcomes the delegation of the Republic of North Macedonia to the